This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Legal tampering period officially underway in the National Football League. Keep it locked on the Team 980 all afternoon long to get the latest on what happens with the Commanders and their free agents. Will they bring someone from outside of the organization in? We certainly expect them to do that. A lot of big-time needs as they try to fill the holes on this roster. My old adage remains the same here, man. Treat free agency like the draft doesn't exist, because there's no guarantee come April you're going to be able to fill big-time holes on your roster. Joining us right now, Washington just did a deal. So Sam Fortier is joining us right now on the guest hotline. But Adam Schefter, I can't read the entirety of the tweet. Javon Kinlaw to Washington at the defensive tackle spot, a guy that Adam Peters drafted back in San Francisco, had some character issues, but Washington getting pen to paper with a big-time defensive tackle, Sam. Chew on that, my friend. Appreciate you joining us, man.
Thanks for having me, man. I'm literally texting as we speak.
Thank you. You're the best, brother.
Dude, the X Twitter being down right as we start this thing?
Yeah.
Come on, man. I mean, there's a lot that we could say about Elon, but I'm just the only thing I'm going to say is I'm just going to say X being down at the start of free agency is not it, man.
No. No, it is not. Your thoughts here quickly on Javon Kinlaw. I look at him as a guy that you can plug and play next to Deron Payne first day of September or first game in September.
Yeah, I mean, look, they needed to get better on the interior, particularly against the run. You know, my instant analysis is that I think Kinlaw is he is that. You know, he's a big dude. I think that he offers you a little bit more. And you know, a rotation, I think you want to build.
Yes.
And you're probably not going to be able to have a Philly-type rotation, but, you know, maybe Milton Williams is also in play. But I think you want to get dudes that rotate in, not just two guys like they've had for years with John Allen and Deron Payne. So, I mean, look, man, I think Javon Kinlaw makes a lot of sense. Adam Peters knows him well. He's from the D.C. area. So that's, you know, I think this makes a lot of sense for them.
The other spot that Washington's got to look hard at, Sam, is defensive end. And with Myles Garrett put pen to paper with Cleveland this weekend, that raised the price, I would think, of Trey Hendrickson. From your vantage point, what you're hearing, like, do you see Washington being in on a Trey Hendrickson, no matter what the compensation is? And if not Hendrickson or Sweat, what is the fallback option here? Because, like I said, you got to have an answer there before you get to April's draft.
Yeah, I think that you do have to be in on Trey Hendrickson. I don't think you have to give him, you know, anything. But like you said, regardless of the price, I do think there is, you know, a cost. I mean, are you really willing to do a second-round pick and then $35 million a year? I don't know. I think you should be willing to entertain that, because you know edge rusher is probably your biggest need. You need to get pressure on the quarterback. Trey Hendrickson, good against the run as well, which you didn't see last year from these edge rushers. So I think that makes a lot of sense. If you strike out on both those dudes you mentioned, Dio, he used to play for the Colts. Mm-hmm. I think he's one of those guys that could, you know, he's a bigger end. He's got room to develop. He's younger. I think he's one of the, you know, could be a top option. But I think that is that makes a lot of sense. We're looking at, okay, it's looks like a 3-year deal for $45 million and $30 million guaranteed.
That's for Javon Kinlaw. So Washington pushing out some big time cash to a guy that I think he's like 26, 27. He's got still plenty of room to grow. He was with New York last year, if I'm not mistaken, on a 1-year flyer deal. So I figured Washington would be in on him. Obviously, Peters and company drafted him. In terms of Washington's own free agent, Sam, any concern about losing Jeremy Chinn here as he hits the market? I figured, Sam, if he hit the market, the ability to keep him becomes harder, I'd guess.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, anytime anybody gets a free agency and, you know, that's a player maxing out his leverage. This is as good as you can get, having, you know, theoretically 32 teams try to sign you. Jeremy Chinn, you know, he makes a lot of sense. He took that 1-year flyer deal. I think he became a leader in this defense. But he's not, you know, to me, this is like sort of like a not Cam Curl situation, but like safety is important.
Yeah. He doesn't have the ball production.
Right, exactly. He's better closer to the line. But, like, to me, you know, safety is not a premium position. It's not something that you, like, need to figure out. Like, I think that Trey Hendrickson and figuring out edge rusher is way more important if you're talking about time and resources to dedicate that than to safety, just in general. That's how – unless you have a truly game-changing, like, a Hall of Fame caliber safety, Ed Reed, you know, somebody like that. But to me, like, Jeremy Chinn, let him test the market, you know, see where he comes back. If you have a price, you got to set a price with him. And then if he exceeds it, that's great. Good for him. And if he doesn't, then, hey, welcome back and let's get this thing going.
Joined right now by Sam Fortier of the Washington Post. Right here is the legal tampering period officially opened up in free agency. Washington already active, 3-year, $45 million deal for Javon Kinlaw, formerly of the Jets. He was drafted by Adam Peters in San Francisco, $30 million of that guaranteed. It was reported earlier, Sam, by Albert Breer that Washington was all over Ronnie Stanley and was expected to be aggressive in his market. He obviously re-ups to stay in Baltimore. One, why do you think they were all in on Ronnie Stanley, and what does it say about how they view Brandon Coleman, or does it say anything at all?
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I think they're good, you know, good football players, especially in positions of need. I think offensive tackle is a clear need for them. And look, like, you know, I might disagree with some people on the beat about this. I heard JP talking about it on a podcast the other day. I think that they are looking to upgrade at left tackle. I'm not saying that he can't be the guy. I'm not saying that he can't work out. But if you have a guy of Ronnie Stanley's caliber that can come in and kind of take over left tackle, right, and then you shift Brandon to right tackle, or you move him inside the guard, or you kind of figure it out. Like I think Brandon Coleman showed some promise. I think he had some really tough rookie learning curve adjustments at left tackle last year. And look, like, I talked to Lance Newmark, the assistant GM, about their draft class last June, and Lance Newmark essentially left open the possibility that they would move Coleman from tackle. He was like, yeah, we want him to be out there. We want to see what he can do. We believe he can do it, but who knows when it comes to the future, basically was what his quote was. And so to me, like, this is not a surprise. This is not, you know, an unexpected thing. Like, Brandon Coleman was solid, but to say he's a franchise left tackle already is premature.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I think the old Pete Carroll model, competition everywhere all the time. I think they're comfortable with him there, but if an upgrade made itself available, I'm sure that they would jump on it. Corner is another position, Sam, where I know they need depth because you've only got, I think it's like 4 guys under contract right now, or 3 guys under contract right now. But if they had to go into next year with their starting tandem being Noah I, Lattimore, and Mikey again, was that something that you think they'd be okay with moving forward?
Yeah, I think that, like, sort of in the same vein as Coleman, like, with Mikey Samerstill, it's like, hey, like, what happens? Who do we get?
Yeah.
You know, how does the board shake out? And then we can kind of adjust based on, you know, how that goes, whether he stays outside or comes back inside, where they drafted him to play. Like, that is, I think, in an ideal world, the position they would like him to play.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if they feel like if the guy on their free agency board or their draft board is better in the slot and they think Mikey can handle outside, that's fine. But, again, like with Coleman, I think, you know, particularly pronounced with Samuelsville, he had a great rookie year. Don't get me wrong. He showed a lot of good promise. But there were games that, you know, he did have a tough time, you know, including that second or the third Eagles game, I guess. Like, you know,
Atlanta as well.
He's not like he didn't come out and be a shutdown corner in the way that, like, you know, Quinyon Mitchell did in Philly. And obviously Quinyon was playing in a much more talented defense. But, like, it's not guaranteed that he stays outside. I think people got to be open to adjustment here.
Of the free agents that Washington has of their own, who do you think of, like, the core guys, your Chin, Mariota, I guess Corin Lucas is in there too. Like, who do you expect to kind of walk away here?
It's really hard to tell right now. Yeah. I think Chin is possible. I think Mariota is possible. But, you know, the Mariota domino is way downstream from who does Justin Fields pick? Is he going to pick the Steelers or the Jets?
Right.
And then, you know, if he picks the Steelers, then maybe, you know, the Jets are you know, reportedly in on him. So it's really hard to tell at this point. But, I mean, look, I think that there's a lot of dudes here who I'm interested in. You know, like Jeremy McNichols, I thought he was really valuable. They kind of revived his career.
Mm-hmm.
Noah Brown, Olamide Zaccheaus, Jamison Crowder, Jami Brown, Clelin Ferrell, like, all these guys, I'm very curious. Noah Igbinoghi. Like, I think that is, you know, like, we're talking about the slot corner. Like, if he comes back, how does that work out, you know?
Right. Sam, I know you're busy, my friend. We'll let you get back to the text messages. If you get some news, man, share it with us because the old X app is down.
Of course, man. I appreciate you. I'm over on Blue Sky doing my best.
Oh,
but
wow. So you've transitioned. Okay, cool.
Hey, man, you got to find a way. Like, you can't make the club from the tub where X is right now.
Right, for sure. That's Sam Fournier, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate him giving us some time. About 20 minutes left to go on the program. Chris Russell in the bullpen warming up for you all. Javon Kinlaw, the newest member of the Washington Commanders, will be come back. Me and Denton will give our thoughts on that, plus give you any more news that breaks regarding free agency. Don't go anywhere. It's the Team 980.
Well, we got our first free agent signing for the Commanders. They make a deal with Javon Kinlaw, who Adam Peters is very familiar with. 3 years, $45 million to play defensive tackle. They'll pair him with Deron Payne and rotate, I'm sure, Johnny Newton in and out of that group. Chris Godwin is remaining in Tampa Bay. 3 years, $66 million. That's one of the big fish out of the pond early. B.J. Hill staying in Cincinnati. 3 years, $33 million. A couple other smaller signings. The Bears continue to build out their offensive line. They get Drew Dolman from Atlanta. 3 years, $42 million. The Chiefs signed offensive lineman, a guy they're going to play at left tackle, Jalen Moore. Hassan Reddick released a deal with the Buccaneers. 1 year, $14 million, with 12 of that guaranteed. The Eagles feel like they're going to let Mekhi Becton test free agency. He was a really big piece of their really, really good offensive line. All the free agency news, you'll hear it right here on the Team 980, especially when it comes to our Washington Commanders throughout the course of the day. And that's what's trending.